Thank you for joining here, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Vito on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
What I believe is, like, you know, don't listen to anyone. Everybody's scared. You know, everyone tells you how things worked out, but it worked out for you that way. And then a lot of people will try to put their fears on you. You can't do that. No, you can't do it. Right. You know what I'm saying? So they're just projecting. They're putting things that they don't believe that they can do on you.
Yeah. I'm in the Masoni room at the Bibelos.
I like this right here.
The boat was rocking too much on some Aaliyah shit. For real. We going from the Vava to Sink on Sink, then back to the Vava. If you know, you know, baby. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Hey. Look. Long way from Settimezzo. Me, Tommaso, and Ernesto. Short rigatoni with the pesto. These verses are my manifesto. Hallways got an echo. Me and Smigs on a loose in the city. You know how the rest go. Casual sex, I'm like, fuck a dress code. The first martini is an espresso. Chill shot glasses with Prosecco. Niggas so ignorant in our hood, they be like, why the fuck you making techno? I'm worldwide and this is just another cargo jet flow.
Hold on. Much of my city.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we early. Can't happen. We are culture. Mm. Nothing moves without us.
Yes. That new Drake, Her Loss. 7:01 in the morning, the number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Let's go.
Short rigatoni with the pesto. These verses are my manifesto. Hallways got an echo. Me and Smigs on a loose in the city. You know how the rest go. Casual sex, I'm like, fuck a dress code. The first martini is an espresso. Chill shot glasses with Prosecco. Niggas so ignorant in our hood, they be like, why the fuck you making techno? I'm worldwide and this is just another cargo jet flow. I had to let go. Life insurance policies, you niggas about to need to get go. I got some meaner threats though. Me, Spider-Man, and Leonardo. I'm back tomorrow. I had to chop it to a wedding out in Monaco or Monte Carlo. I'm losing track of where we all go. I wouldn't trade my life for none of y'all's. It's an embargo. 59 bags on a 767. This is heavy cargo.
Yeah. Are we up much, y'all? My city, 7:02 in the morning. I'm okay to solve some Drake this morning. Let's go.
Sweetest jail cell smelling like some Carby must. For your birthday, your boyfriend got a party bus. Bottle signs, club lines, should've come with us. We left that shit in 09 when we was coming up. I mean, these just my suggestions, of course. I'm right here fresh off divorce, and I'm trying to look in her eyes. Maybe express my remorse. If she wanna rebound with me, I'm down to go get her some boys. I'm here for the moral support.
You guys see my temperament this morning. You see the energy this morning. HLR in the building. You know, I'm kicking off a little Drake mix. Dare I say, after the Her Loss, I'm thinking to myself, sales, I might have to put Drake up there with Jay. Her Loss, baby. Some more Detour.
All you do is lie to me. Taking me for granted, I could tell. All you do is lie to me. Lies don't excite me, I'm lonely. Need more than a homie. Taking me for granted, I could tell. All you do is lie to me and love me, you never love me. Any confidence I claim when you take it from me. I just wanna get beside you, make you love me. I just cannot take it silent, you keep ignoring me. See you making up.
all this time for more important things. We were supposed to catch a fight the other night. Busy now, but you was down at other time. Why you always leave me on and give me signs? I just wanna get beside and make you mine. I just wanna come inside.
You see where I'm going this morning? You see where I'm going this morning? Yeah. Talk to them. You're locked into the mighty CKT 90.3 FM, Weezy Mo Chaser. I think Vanessa's in the building. Oh, we're gonna talk some ish to this way.
Taking me for granted, I could tell. All you do is lie to me. Lies don't excite me, I'm lonely. Me more than a homie.
Taking me for granted. There's only one Mo Chaser. Nobody's this hype this early, they say I'm on drugs.
Cold hearts and heated floors, no parental guidance, I just see divorce. Therapy sessions, I'm in the waiting room reading Forbes. Abandonment issues, I'm getting treated for. How much water can I fit under the bridge before it overflows? My son's gotta learn that forgiveness is a lonely road. The crib's on his wheel like motorhomes. Blood to try and test us like they know what we on. Chubb's got the magazine cover like Rolling Stone. Cause we already know how they rock, they throwing stones. Whenever you getting bigger, there's growing pains. I got enough pull to make the city start throwing games. I'm out here making a mockery. I got my realtor out here playing Monopoly. How can I address you when you don't own property? They only finesse you when you don't move properly. Destined for the win, but you don't get a prize out of me. I'm destined for the top, but you can't get a rise out of me. 750 for the round canaries and they glittering. Man, you drop trash, you littering. I'm over-delivering to the point it's belittling. I mean, the PTSD is triggering. The profit is sickening. The stones are shimmering. Came from the north, but I got hot as so ain't no shivering. Yeah. Lucky me, people that don't with me are linking up with people that don't with me. The is getting ugly. And every situation is transactional. And everything they saying is irrational. And every way they moving is promotional. Everybody's acting irreplaceable. It's like they ain't disposable. My urges for revenge are uncontrollable. I know we're getting older, though.
Yeah. You gotta talk to me. DJ Moonwine. DJ Moonwine in the building. You know I gotta do Drake this morning. If you ain't get her lost, Drake 21 Savage. I don't know. We're live on the YouTube, the Twitch, the Facebook. Detour 514, good morning.
After my run, man, how's that even a question? After this summer, man, how's that even a... I've had real Philly niggas try to write my ending. Taking shots with the gold and talking about shots that we sending. I've had scuffles with bad boys that wasn't pretending. I've had too many nights to mention, that's just the beginning. I'm pretty sure we got a label, I'm still independent. I fell back 100 times when I don't get the credit. Seen this movie 100 times, I know where it's headed. Realize someone gotta die when no one are dead it. Niggas gambling with their life for some content. That's the type of lottery that could get your top pick. I am a cream of the crop, nigga. Niggas pop mollies, my mollies pop niggas. House on both coasts, but I live on the charts. I have tea with the stars, and I swim with the sharks. And I see in the dark, wasn't as cold at the start. Think my soul has been marked, there's a hole in my heart. Yeah, I was about to, man, I thought about it. It's unsettling to talk about it. Free all of my niggas that they caught with it. RIP my niggas that they caught without it. This just the intro, let me not get ahead of myself. This is God's plan, young man, you said it yourself. Always got an ace up my sleeve for whatever was dealt. Daddy got suits like Bernie Mac, he dresses himself. I stopped asking myself and I started feeling myself. Now I gotta deal with all this drama and deal with myself. I ain't even have to cut the tie, it's severed itself. This just the intro, let me not get ahead of myself.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Slowed it down this morning. Whipka's in the building. We even go to you, Jesse. I'm on my seat. Good morning. 7:08. Shonda got the TV on the side. It's kind of hard to see the time this morning. Good morning. Good morning. I hear some of the kids are home holiday once again. It's another beautiful Friday. It's looking kind of gloomy. It's the weirdest November of all times. I told you guys climate change was a real deal. We should have had snow. I'm not begging for it, but goddamn, midway through November, do we even change the tires? I still got the winter tires on from last year's sales. I don't know what's going on. Beautiful morning. Shout out to last week. We had Ninja Pizza in there. Shout out to everybody that hit them up and bought some Ninja Pizza. Great stuff. We had like Golf Antia, so kudos to them. This week, a big one, big one. But before I start, oh man, hold on. You told me I gotta do something for you. I'm mixing everything this morning. Yeah. I got to do something for you this morning. We had a debate over, you know, is there more than one birthday song?
1,000%.
I think you turned 21. No. I think you turned 21. Hold on, this one's for you. I got to come up with a nickname for you. Vanessa, you turned 21 the other day. This is your little birthday mix, Vanessa. For those that don't know, Vanessa is Wipka's marketing coordinator. We love the young intellectuals. So wait, you're not going to put your hand up for your birthday? You still got that birthday glow on you.
This is daily, though.
This is daily. So you want a song for your birthday? So I gave you the Migos. So there you go. You killed me, man. So good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Detour. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you, man.
For having me.
It's your first time doing radio?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's great, man.
I know.
You're radio cherry. Well, it's good stuff. We're gonna have a great time this morning.
I think so.
It's fitting that you're on because you're part of WIPCA, which I believe is one of the best black organizations we do have
in
the
city.
Mm-hmm. No, WIPCA is one of the best. Well, you guys don't actually doing work.
Exactly. And we're all volunteers. We have like one employee and he's part-time, so.
I didn't get the invite to the Community Cares Awards. That was over the weekend. Look, it's a beautiful gala. But I'll be there next year. I want to talk some stuff. But I do want to shout out Todd Smith. You know, I always talk about Don Smooth and Fluxy RP, you know, and Dice B, which are goats of radio, but Todd Smith's been doing this thing in LaSalle for a long time, man. And he won the award for a community leadership award. So I want to shout out Todd Smith, one of the great guys in radio, holding it down for the black guys for a long time. And also, I'm friend of the show, Naya Lee. She won the best Anglophone album of the year. Ooh. At the Gala La Disc. So, you know, we're doing things. She's black. She's a
we
woman.
Love that.
And
we love
she
that.
Won the best English album. So shout out to you, Naya Lee. Everybody's doing great things. This week, it's our community show. Good thing we have Vanessa here. You know, Vanessa, you'll be able to talk about your issues.
Yeah, because I don't know what you know about community.
Well what are you pertaining to? I've been a part of every black community program since I was 6 years old. I did Marcus Garvey.
Your mama did that for you.
No, what are you saying? But I did it. My mama didn't do that for me. I did everything. I had to go do it. But this week, we'll get to see your thoughts on community. We have Fo Nemi. He's the executive director of CAR. For those who don't know, CAR is the Center for Research and Action on Race Relations. You know, they say he deals with over 200 complaints a year. It's a lot of people. That's a lot of helping. We have Gracia Kasoki Katua. She is the mayor of Côte d'Ivoire Energy. I didn't even know we had the mayor. So I'm very interested in this conversation.
Boy,
I didn't know we had the mayor of Côte d'Ivoire Energy. So it's a new one for me. And we have the nonprofit organization out of the Montreal Nord. We have Hoodstock coming on. So this is a community episode. Vanessa, I hope you have your questions ready. Okay. We just want to know how come all the funding goes to the East. I got some deep questions about my Côte d'Ivoire and NDG.
You're stirring the pot this morning. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't have no juice. We on some water this morning.
Okay.
No, we're keeping it cool this morning. We'll talk about a little bit more in the news, but Dominican Glade is stepping down as party leader. That's a little bit wild there. That's a little bit wild. And before I go into my whole thing for Remembrance Day, next week we're doing our Black Ink episode. We have some black authors coming on. We have Russell Parkway. He's giving you such books like Chill Run and the Demeter Code. And we also have David Archer. He has a book called Racial Trauma, Recovering and Healing Our Past Using Rhythm and Processing. This guy was at these
live. Is this a follow-up from his first one, or it's still the first
No, it's a different one, but he said this one using YouTube videos, they could do like healing stuff like that. So we're supposed to do a test and all that, but crazy. So if you guys don't know, I wasn't managed to get a poppy, but today is Remembrance Day.
I do have one.
No, but we're doing it in spirit. We're doing the audio. We're doing the audio, poppy. So for those that don't know, November 11th is Remembrance Day. We honor the brave men and women who have served in the military during war times. They defend the rights and freedoms that we are fortunate to have. I know in Canadian culture, we don't really look at wars, but different places of the war is a real reality of people's lives. So Vanessa, I did a little bit of research, man. You know, don't make it seem like black guys wasn't a part of the army.
Right?
That was a part of. We had to literally fight just to fight. They didn't even want us in World War I, right?
So, but there was an incredible group of black soldiers. So black soldiers have played a major role in Canada's military history. For over 200 years, they have helped the British fight off the Americans in the War of 1812. Nobody wants to give us props for that.
1,000%.
They assisted in stopping the rebellion in Upper Canada in 1837. Look at that. Who's even stopping rebellions? They formed the first military unit in British Columbia in 1860. So at the start of the war, many young Canadians volunteered to join their country's armed forces. However, many Asians and black men were told that they could not enlist or sign up. Some battalions and military units during the First World War did not welcome everyone. Imagine that. You're going to war for your country and you didn't want the brothers. What's really different right now, though? No, you know, they still don't want it. But we've had some great guys in military. I don't have their names here. But some guys, you know, I saw a lot of medals on their shirt. So they got moving. But although many black men have been turned away, they remain eager to show their loyalty to their country. So I want to shout out the number 2 Construction Battalion that was formed for black men to serve as part of the Canadian Army. They would not be in combat role, but the men in this unit were proud and excited to help win the war for Canada and the other countries that were fighting on the same side. So it became one of the most important military units in Canadian history. So that's the number 2 Construction Battalion. It was a great picture, too. I know we did the cover of the show, man. Mm-hmm. You know, man, I felt so proud seeing young blacks in army because, you know, they don't teach us in school.
1,000%.
They don't even tell you in school that there was this amazing battalion of black men.
And they're all handsome, too, by the way.
Yeah, they look good. They look good. They look, you know, quiet as kept.
By the way.
I saw somebody's great uncle on the staff.
Yo, 1,000%.
Yo, tell me this don't look like Courtney. Stop it. Courtney's going to shoot me.
Not him finding someone's uncle.
Yo, come say that Courtney here. But it's crazy, but I'm so proud. I'm so proud about everything. So, you know, let's remember those that have served for us. In total, before we go to that, in total, Canada's total wartime military dead for those who served in Canadian uniform ranged from 61,000 to about 66,000. So that's how much Canadians we've lost. We're never talking about those that have come back amputeed or, you know, suffering from some form of PTSD. Mm-hmm. But not more than ever, you know, we're better suited to deal with those coming back from war. But imagine that. Two sides of a conflict. And say, you know, the best way for us to resolve this, we're going to kill each other and shoot each other off.
Right.
And then at some point, you know, we'll figure it out. Someone's going to be a victim. Then we're just going to go back to not shooting each other. The whole concept of war is interesting. But as I was putting the show together, I was like, I wanted to ask you, Vanessa, aside from that, is there any way to, like, resolve a conflict? Because they said that nothing is really solved without some form of conflict. But is war always the answer?
I don't understand how killing people really solves anything, to be honest. But why can't we just be grown and sit down and talk it over?
No, man, you have too much egos, man. We have too much egos.
Because men are always in charge. You want to start with that?
So what, do you think we should do a pilot test? The world should do a pilot test?
And let women do a few things?
No, not a few things. What if we did a pilot test and we let women be the world leaders for a year?
Sure, why not?
We're petty, but
we don't have that much ego. We ain't going to...
But now, no, man, the pettiness got me kind of nervous, though. I don't know. Like you guys like to throw a different kind of shade, but men are petty too.
That's true.
But I like to see
a world.
I like to see a world. I'm not pandering to women, but I like to see a world governed by women. For you, do you guys think you'll need more than a year of just all women leadership?
Well, it's gonna go so well that you would let us do it more than a year.
Well, you know, food for thought. I've thought about joining the army myself, but you know, people screaming at me. Yeah.
Your mom would have beat you.
Why would my mom beat me from going to the army?
What Caribbean mom sends their son to the army?
But how are we going to defend our country? I want to protect you, my sister, and my cousin. Well, me, okay. If we have insurgents coming, who's going to defend us for this? I'm not good enough. What do you guys think? I'm just going to go to the army and do army radio like Robin Williams. Hello, Montreal. These guys want to do. I would be on the radio in the army,
too. Yeah, you would. You'd be the entertainer. You keep them sane.
I'll be the one on the base, though. Listen, I'm in two places. I'm at the canteen and I'm at the shower.
Because
you know some of these places get kind of mixy. The bugs would have got me. Tom Hanks has produced some great movies. He has one called The Pacific. If you guys have never watched The Pacific, The Pacific and Band of Brothers will change your outlook on war. War is very serious, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole food game at war is crazy. Imagine when they went to Vietnam and they were in some of these places, swamp. Like, imagine torrential rain for like 32 days.
It's not funny.
And you're in the jungle with bugs and rain. You gotta be a social soul to be a part of the army. So on this morning, Remembrance Day, I want to feature something. I know you guys are excited. I think it comes out today. The new Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yes, it does.
Rihanna's back for a short time only. You know how Rihanna does. You know how Rihanna does.
Amen.
She'll be performing at the Super Bowl as well. So Rihanna has a song on the new Wakanda Black Panther 2 album called Lift Me Up. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna play that coming up now. And we also have the new Jessie Reyes for her. It's called Forever. What's his name? Is it Six Black? Is it Black? What do you call him?
Isn't it just Black?
My mom is calling me, but you know, it's Remembrance
Hey,
Day.
Mama.
No, it's Remembrance Day. We don't want the matter. I have the plug for the phone. We have a tight show this morning. We got time for all that. So this morning, Montreal, I want to take a moment to salute all our military, all our armed forces that have served and defended our beautiful country on this beautiful Remembrance Day, November 11th. This is the Morning Detour. Let's go into some Rihanna and some Jesse Reyes.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Baby, you should stay forever. Some had to treat you like a landlord. I want you to stay, say the moment, gotta put it on a camcorder. She an all-star, porn star, throw it up, catch it out the backboard. I'ma give you everything that you asked for, like you kicked down the door on some task force shit. Credit card numbers, four-digit PIN, social security. You could be having, you should be having, as long as you're here with me, it could never. In between us said we would never, I believe us, that was a sometimes somebody loves somebody, but that body don't love my back. And it's easy to say that you didn't know. You ain't know what you had, but you don't. You're educated, you know that they don't make or maybe anyone. So you pull me close and say, stay.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes. Good morning, good morning. Weezy, and Vanessa this morning. I think I should do a disclaimer because Vanessa gets kind of spicy in the morning. And you're a community leader.
I'm not a morning person.
It's groggy in the morning. The sun's gonna come up. That's why I like the windows here at DJ Kicks. Shout out to DJ Kicks 6714 Fielding, leader in clothing and electronics and sneakers. Everything's popping down here at DJ Kicks. So Vanessa, Whipka, you guys have a lot of events coming. I see you guys giving out dinners now and China sets. Come on, start the promo. West Island Black Community Association. A lot of people think Whipka is only for the West Island, but you guys serve the whole
city. It's for everybody. Yeah, we're giving away plate sets.
Hey, listen. Don't be fronting. You know what I mean? I know a lot of y'all West Indian listeners. We all came up West Indian mothers.
1,000%.
Did you ever find out from our parents like what's this like this love of like chinaware and cups and china?
I don't know.
Have you ever figured out what that's
all
about?
There's the cabinet. You can't touch them. You don't use them, but you look at them.
Was there a West Indian manual coming to Canada? Like get the cabinet.
Cover
all the sofas with plastic.
Is there
a manual like they have in the West Indies? Because no matter if you're Trini, Jamaican, Grenadian, it's all the same.
It's wild.
So tell us about the events that Whipka has going on. Shout out to Whipka, man. Big up yourself, Joan.
Hi, Joan. I know she's listening. Okay, well, we are giving away dinner sets. So if you're looking to have a free Christmas gift for anybody,
for
anybody, you go on our IG or our Facebook. There's a link to fill out the form and you come pick them up. It's free $99. So come on over.
No, listen, we like that. You guys had your Black Ball event not so long ago. That was great.
Black Carpet Gala. It was great. The room was packed. The music was great. We had live entertainment as well. You weren't there, though.
No, I wasn't there that one.
Disappointing, to be honest.
No, you guys weren't missing me.
Okay.
Why is that disappointing? You thought I was going to be entertainment?
1,000%.
I'm not a court jester, Vanessa. You can't just turn me on for you guys' amusement at Whipka. I come for Joan's mom's chicken wings, though.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know how I feel
Jeannie's
about my belly.
Chicken wings?
Oh, man.
Slap.
You know, I love me some chicken wings, man. Goddamn. So what's next for Whipka? You guys have the holidays coming up. You guys doing a little toy drive? Something's going on?
We normally do a Christmas drive, so food, non-perishables, toys, so we can make baskets for the family, and then we normally have a Christmas party like any other organization.
I'll be there because, you know, my favorite person at Whipka is Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth needs to have a trophy.
1,000%.
No, not trophy, a statue.
Like a statue. Like just a bust of her head, you
Elizabeth's
know?
One of the most interesting women we have in the city, boy. She's a great, great, great person. Okay, let's get into some local international news.
Local international. Okay.
Yeah, local international. We the remix god here. Talk about the remix god. Our boy Diddy creates the largest black-owned cannabis company in the world. How much things did he want to do? So,
He said, I'll always collect the
checks. Yo, listen, he alive. He's collecting the checks. He's got the Young Miami thing.
He's
doing his thing.
He's got Ciroc.
Yeah, so Mr. Combs is now the creator of the largest minority-owned vertically integrated cannabis company in the world. I have no idea what vertically integrated means.
You're using big words this morning.
Well, listen, I read it as it comes, you know. If it's more than 10 letters, I can't do it. So for those who are unaware, Cresco Labs is a vertically integrated multi-state operator and the number one U.S. wholesaler of branded cannabis. When an operation is vertically integrated, that means it has the following traits. It has the ability to grow and manufacture cannabis products, so Diddy can grow his own Diddy way. crazy. It can wholesale. It's a wholesale distributor of branded products to licensed dispensaries, and it operates retail dispensaries as well. So, listen, he's been making some moves, man. You can take some of that Wiz Khalifa bud, bring all that together. Even I think Cameron and those guys have a bud as well. So that's good stuff, man. Glad to see black guys capitalizing on the cannabis game.
Yeah. Why buy it elsewhere when you can do it yourself?
Mike Tyson made millions of dollars off it, too. Shout out to Tyson, man. He changed his whole life around. Vanessa, could you enlighten me a little bit about this? Because they're getting real quiet about this. Could companies be knowingly selling cancer-causing relaxers to black women?
Dear God.
So why be to this relaxer thing? So relaxers like when you guys get the perm, right?
Yes.
So why? No, not everybody has been gifted with hair like you, okay? They go to the store to get the Vanessa hair.
Okay, yeah, that's true. This is at least 4 bundles. Don't play with me.
Listen,
and what's on my
okay,
head.
Okay, so for all the hood dudes, we all know the bundle game work. It's about $550, $675. I've learned the difference between packed hair and regular hair.
Okay, okay.
Don't date the girls with the packed. Here.
Oh shoot!
You know, listen. I don't want the plastic burning up in the bedroom with the baby.
What are you
on.
Doing in the oil? No,
we don't want no pack here up here. So, the relaxer. This is actually killing you guys. So, for many black women, having a relaxer was once considered a social norm. Yet, that same staple of black hair could be doing more harm than good. This is certainly the case for 28-year-old Jenny Mitchell, who claimed that she developed uterine cancer, which led to her having a hysterectomy as a result of years of relaxer use, as previously reported by The Shade Room. Imagine that. Now, The Shade Room, listen, man, that's a good black stuff sometimes. But look how this game gets filthy. She also learned that the National Health Institute had been tracking over 33,000 women for 11 years, citing those who reported frequent use of hair straightening products were more than twice as likely to develop uterine cancer. So y'all been tracking this, never gave a warning.
That's what sucks.
They didn't put a label, Vanessa.
Because clearly, okay, obviously, relaxers a lot of chemicals. So you know it's going to mess you up in some kind of way.
Yeah.
But the fact that they knew that, like, something really, really bad was happening and didn't want to say nothing is, like, you really put money above anybody's life.
For
and
sure.
that really sucks.
They're saying even companies like L'Oreal and Soft Sheen could have been aware of the risks associated with prolonged use and failed to warn consumers.
Oh. And Soft Sheen is the worst because all the black girls are like, I want to be the girl on the box. I want to be the girl on the box. That green box, everybody knows what it looks like. Okay? Everybody
knows. Is that the expensive one?
Everybody knows what it looks like. The girl's always hanging.
Hey, I love the pose on the box. I ain't going to shout out the other store. Shout out to the black-owned product store, the Princessas, the Gil Gal out there in West Island. Shout out to them. I don't know if there's one in the West Island. What do you... No, no. Y'all got to come to Miss Patel. Y'all got to come to the city. But... I still love the black girls on the perm boxes. It made it so inviting.
Mm-hmm.
I love when it's smooth. I love when it's smooth. Well, we got our GST check last Friday. You know, for some reason, my GST comes different. I only get the one lump. Some of y'all know how my stuff is already set up differently. But most Quebecers could get between $400 and $600 from the government to fight inflation. Some more money coming just in time for the holidays. So the upside of Legault still being in office is...
I guess. He had mentioned this before voting, though.
He's handing out checks.
Man.
So $600 checks will go to people who earned less than $50,000 in 2021. $400 checks will go to those who earned between $50,000 and $100,000 in 2021. Calling the measure a simple and effective. You know,
it is.
Yeah, well, listen. It's
direct deposit.
Yo, listen, I'm taking that $400 straight to North Face. Straight to North Face. I need a good golden out winter coat. You can't be shitting up the meetings with a blue shiny coat from Shondell.
Man said climate change, need a coat.
Well, we ain't got no snow yet, so let's not jinx it. I don't know if you guys saw that filthy video the other day. You know, You would think, you know, the police in Montreal, they only got $600 million funding. You think they'll have all the keys and stuff for the tools. So Montreal police handcuff innocent black man and have no key to release him. And on top of it, you know, they were trying to arrest him for what? Opening his own car? Did we go to court against this?
Holy.
Did we go to court against... What's going on?
And they weren't even in uniform. Like, who are you to put handcuffs on me?
Yeah, two plainclothes officers handcuffed a black man at a Montreal shopping district Thursday while they investigated him for car theft. But once they determined he was, in fact, the car's owner, they couldn't release him because they had no keys for the cuffs. Phone them, he's going to be on a 740. Because...
Oh, I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
No, because the thing is, I mean, I even went to car and they had me on video. I told some stories of racism and discrimination that I faced. And as a black man, you tell yourself, okay, well, at least there's this organization, CAR, which is fighting these systemic levels of racism. But most black people don't feel it's going to go nowhere. Nobody, and that's why we don't get involved in these things. And most black people don't even know that CAR exists. But, you know, if we stay quiet, things are definitely not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep it moving with the madness. I wasn't seeing this coming. You know, I need to sit down, Miss Anglad. We need a two-hour sit down, just like Diane Sawyer. Yeah, I'm going to do it like Angie, the nice plus sofa. Yeah! I want the fireplace with the beer rock, me and Dominique Anglade, with the plate of jury and griot. So, if you guys don't know, Dominique Anglade quits as leader of Quebec Liberal Party. Anglade says party needs revamp. She will stay on as MNA until December 1st. So that's crazy. She's stepping on as the leader of the Quebec Liberal Party.
But I can respect it to a point where it's like, if you know you're not taking it where it needs to go, and you know, like, yo, I'm not doing the work that needs to be done, I respect her enough to be like, I need to step down and let someone else do it.
Yeah, but I was proud to see her, even though I was a black man. I was proud to see a strong black woman. She's super educated. She don't have a lot of money in the bank, though. I ain't going to hold you. But she's really smart. She's like
an
engineer.
Why does he know her bank statements?
Well, we did research for her before she came on the show. Mm. They vetted us, so we vetted them. And it's public. It's public knowledge. But she's really, really smart, though. She's been, like, even prior to her being in politics, if you look at her her history, her biography, like, she has, you know, she's ran, like, major companies. She's been a major figurehead in a lot of really, really important positions. So, they talk about...
My question was really going to be, so what's next? She's super smart, super educated, has all this experience in politics.
She needs to become like the Canadian Magic Johnson. You know, let's open a chain of Starbucks. Let's employ only black people. No, we need a chain of Haitian restaurants that one are open on Sundays and that two are open to 4 o'clock in the morning. Let's be honest, guys.
1,000%.
Because in the States they have it popping, but the only thing with the West Indian spots in the States are open after the club. It does get a little bit mixy there.
Well, when
you go to the jerk spot in Connecticut at 4 o'clock in the morning after the club, after the go-go, it does get a little mixy. I'm like, listen, we're trying to eat food after.
1,000%.
I'm trying to get out the parking lot alive. I got so much more. So Google's in Montreal now. So Google looks to grow Montreal with this new 5-floor sprawling office space. I love to go work for Google. I hear they keep like a stock fridge all the time. You know, I'm always thinking about my belly.
Of course, you should. As you should. No, the benefits there are crazy. I feel like so many people they just offer so many things, but obviously they're so rich. Like, you have to.
What's Google call a monolith, or like when you're bigger than, like, I think Google's like a monolith. I think that's the word. But they're gonna open
like a big city.
They're amazing. But they're gonna open three new offices in Quebec and Ontario, so creating more jobs in this workspace. That's really, really
dope.
I'll
be graduating soon, so keep that in mind.
So what are you studying in?
I'm an HR major, human resources.
Okay, so what do they teach you in HR? Because what I think about people studying HR, I think to myself, they're just telling you, listen, just be nice to everybody. Are you going to be the HR that nobody wants to go to?
1,000%. No. But I'm going to be the HR that's going to advocate for BIPOC communities in the workplace. HR is literally training, hiring, recruiting. So I'm going to staff my place up with people that look like me.
I think as HR for your company, you should definitely have a rule where if you're not a visible minority, well, anybody, you shouldn't smell people's food. You shouldn't touch people's food in the fridge, and you shouldn't touch nobody's hair.
My God.
Even the comments on the hair is a little bit annoying, because, I know, I've been fortunate. I know a lot of professional black women, and I talk to them sometimes, and they tell me, like, you know, you go to work sometimes, like, oh, Vanessa's new hair, dude? No. My hair can take on many forms.
The gag is more how we're treated, how our hair looks. Mm. So my hair is pressed out right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, wow.
You got that relaxer game.
No relaxer. But how I'm so treated so well, whatever. And if I have like a fro super curly, the vibes are different. Totally different.
That's crazy how the hair could just change the whole game, right?
Yeah.
Being black, there's so much layers. Like, if your voice is too deep, they're a little offended. If you're a little bit too dark, they're offended. Mm-hmm. If your hair comes out a certain way, if you wear your fro out, oh no, Nina Simone on the loose. Watch out now. It's so tough. But that's dope, HR. But what made you find this love to go into HR?
I've always just been around people, and I feel like I love community so much that I wanted to implement it into my job, into my career, and I feel like HR is going to bridge that for me.
I think what I love about you, and I always mess up her name, Sion.
Yes.
Oh, I got it right today. Yes. Yes. I got Sion.
Shout out to Sion.
On the west side of Montreal, you guys are some of the pivotal young people that are going to hold on to the mantle for community. Because sometimes I look at our landscape in community work and I look to myself and like, listen, we don't have that much young people involved. There's yourself, there's Tata, there's Sion. But we don't have that, you know, on the other east side, we have Never Was Average and we have Hoodstock coming on the show. Mm-hmm. But who's going to carry on community work? Like, who's going to take over Black Community Code Dinesh? When Tiffany Callan move on, you know, no one's trading no replacement. Nobody's culturing the young.
That's but always Wipka the issue. Is. Yeah.
But Wipka always seems to have all the young, bright professionals like yourself and Sion that's willing to work. So what's Wipka doing that's different, that's inviting, that's encouraging young people like yourself to get involved in community? And shout out to our boys' friends as well. We don't have that much young brothers. Like, who's going to carry on community work? Because we don't have as much Boys and Girls Club like we used to have before. You know what I mean? And I think that's what I want to talk about with Mayor of Codenish Gracia. Like, when are we going to bring back the community, the Boys and Girls Club across the city? We need that.
But community for me, it's always been ingrained. But I feel like people today just always want something in return for their work. Mm-hmm. And community and volunteering is not that.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
You're coming out of pocket a lot. That's a lot of people don't want to do. It's like, oh, I barely have enough money. I'm gonna go do community work. A lot of people's like, oh, I'm not going to try to do that.
But you have to see the worth in you changing whoever you're touching's lives, you know?
What was the most special moment you experienced besides us going to that? Let me tell you something. West Island knows how to throw an event. The West Island volunteer dinner is everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come. Your sales, usher him through. Then he could come to. Oh, the man himself, Mr. Fonemi, the elusive Fonemi. But what has been your greatest moment thus far? And I know you're going to have, you know, you're only 21. You're going to have much more great moments. You're going to have much more
great
moments.
I like that he's lowering my age today. I run the book club at Wipka, Black Girls Gather, and to see the girls become more and more confident as they learn about their culture, as they learn about how special their hair is, how great their skin is, just to see them grow into themselves has been the most special experience.
Oh, that's great, man. Book clubs, I had a book club in college. I love book club. Oh, man, it's great stuff. Okay. Coming up next, we have the big man himself, Mr. Fonemi, Executive Director for CAR. For those that don't know, CAR is the Center for Research and Action on Race Relations. He saved so many. But let's play some music a little bit. I wanted to get into my little political bag, my black empowerment this morning. We're doing community airways coming on.
Amen.
So I'm gonna hit them with some GZ DJ Moon One. We're gonna put an APB out for Maddie.
Maddie, where you at?
I haven't heard from Maddie in 10 days.
I'm a little worried.
I thought Maddie got kidnapped, but I heard he's all right. So let me go into some Jeezy here, man. It's the Morning Detour. Keep it locked. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hyped this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
This is a coordinated activity happening across this nation. And so we are in a state of emergency. Black people are dying. We cannot look at this as an isolated incident.
I'm still sick, ain't shit new. Nah, ain't much change. The hood's still blue. Riding with a dirty chopper, but the wood's still new. If they catch off at Wendy's, they might kill you too. Yeah. George still dead, Breonna still gone. Ahmaud Arbery, now he never made it home. 40 million unemployed, what the fuck is going on? Let's burn this bitch down, rebuild it like it's wrong. I take out the news, RP, Lil Molo. They just killed a baby, took a breath with a hollow. Only in America, they drinking straight up out the bottle. Racism, no chaser, that's some hard shit to swallow. I'm pray for Shytown, it's going down like Beirut. They want to make us third world, that's why they sending in the troops. Send them somewhere where they know they gon' shoot. I can smell war, that's why I'm lacing up my boots. Let's go.
Do what you say. This country is supposed to be about the land of the free for all. It has not been free for black people, and we are tired. Don't talk to us about looting. America has looted black people.
Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hove did. How many billionaires can come from Hove crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now in the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the Forbes, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it, took the dough public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now. You can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is. Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is. We pushing 50 like fitting all. This shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the 03. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been to the Bahamas. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night? Shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life. I'm now careful with the sentences. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow we're outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London. Harrow Road, Western End. I have you speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. Those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Lo, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a Psalm 151, it's a New Testament. Book of Hov. Book of Hov.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3
FM. Mm-hmm. Hey, Vanessa.
Hi,
good morning, Montreal, my city. 7:45 in the morning. November 11th, Remembrance Day, we're celebrating Modern Day Black Battalion. We're fortunate this morning. He's very elusive, don't do many interviews. We have Mr. Fo Nemi, he's the executive director for CAR. CAR is the Center for Research and Action on Race Relations. Mr. Fo Nemi, over 200 individuals on average. He resolves conflicts and complaints related to discrimination, harassment based on race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, and disability. So first, I want to thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You know, all the hard work that you do. 200 individuals each year. It's an amazing feat. I like to open up here because, Vanessa, you don't know, Mr. Nemi is a big James Baldwin fan. So I want to open up this morning with a James Baldwin quote before I let you go, sir. So James Baldwin goes, he goes, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. Mm-hmm. I do it one more time for those in the back sales. Mm-hmm. This is James Baldwin. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. Good morning, Mr. Nemi. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much.
Man, what? Looking at your bio, what a career you've had. You've held positions with the Commission of Health Quebec Human Rights from 91 to 2003. How does one kind of get into... I don't know, how would you title the work that you do? It's deeper than community work. You know, I tell people, Mr. Nemi, I tell people, Fo does the work in the rooms where we don't have access to.
Yes.
You're finding the fight at a really, really, really high level.
Well, you have to work with the system. Sometimes you work within the system as a way to reform the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have been fortunate because we have to go back in time. With the 1980s, the 1990s were times of... I call it the human rights decade.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things done in Canada. Mm. There were a lot of laws adopted, like the Employment Equity Act.
Yeah.
And then up to the year 1995, when the Quebec referendum took place, I think that's when things started to go downhill, especially when it comes to equality and minority rights. And then 9/11 came along, and so we've been through all of that, and I think we've seen a lot of changes. We've steps forward, and then we've been moving backward on a lot of things, both here in Montreal and in Quebec, but not at the federal level. I think the current federal government since 2015 has been very, very proactive and very, very concretely committed to a lot of these equality initiatives.
I wanted to ask you here this morning, and it's a very simplified question. You've been around, you know, a lot of tables with people that are opposite to us. Mm-hmm. Why don't they like us? You know, I mean, what is the general consensus? No, and I say is, what is the pushback for us to have equality? What's the pushback? You know, we live in a place where our prime minister says there's no systemic racism. So if there's no systemic racism, why is the organization like CAR? An organization like CAR wouldn't be necessary, would it?
Well, look, I think...
it's the morning show, baby!
We're trying to do the work on the grounds. I think where this organization started out in the 1980s because it was a recognition of a need that we need to combine both grassroots organizing, policy, and all the forms of advocacy in order to bring about change. Part of it is mobilizing people. Part of it is empowering people and help change people mentality. And we have to change the mentality and the mindset of the people who are most affected by racial and social injustice, because, you know, it's a form like how to undo the learned helplessness, right? People, when they become so helpless, hopeless, they give up. So everything we do, we try to empower and try to encourage, we try to give hope and restore pride, restore dignity. That's why a lot of our work involves women. In this case, black women and black children, because we think that women usually... get things done. And also, I mean, men too, but I think women have always stood as a sort of the foundation of the family. Across the cultures, the most undervalued work in the world is usually women's work. Usually, you know, people make it or break it thanks to the powers of women, the mothers, the sisters, the grandmothers, and even including the daughters. So we've been organizing a lot of people along those lines.
Let's talk about mobilization a little bit. Is it, I know you and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about enough people are not getting involved with a lot of the issue. A lot of people aren't aware of the landscape that we're currently living in. They're just like, we've become so desensitized. Look again, last week, a young gentleman was handcuffed going to his car. When the week before, a Supreme Court was like, listen, we're going to stop these little black stops that was happening. And it just keeps going on and going on. Like, as a black man living in this province, it gets kind of frustrating, because every time you leave your house, you're like, I'm going to experience a high level of discrimination at least 5 times today.
We live that every day. Sometimes it's a matter of choice. Some people live it, but they choose not to do anything about it because, again, learn helplessness, learn hopelessness. But one of the things I've noticed that in spite of incidents of racial profiling by the police, the mayor spoke out. Executive committee members of the city of Montreal spoke up, and I think it's quite a significant change, because in the past, you know, people in position of authority tend to remain very quiet. Now the mayor spoke out, and she said, you know, she wanted to have some answers. And that's a very, very significant, because it's about a question of leadership, political leadership, civic leadership, and to a certain extent, community leadership. And we also have to recognize that we live in a city that's very diverse linguistically, culturally, socially, class-wise, and of course racially. So how to communicate and organize people across these lines, it's a major challenge. I think that one of the most unifying forces in my work is basically addressing poverty. Poverty, it cuts across where we that's why we want to talk more about affordable housing. We talk about more equal access to employment. We want to talk to also quality in education, particularly primary and high school education, because that's where the future of racialized children, of all children, is. So we have to address more kitchen table issues. And that's the kind of focus that we've been adopting in the last few years, actually.
Not like that, kitchen table issues. Let's speak about education a little bit, because the children are our future. Their curriculum doesn't make no sense, but that's another fight that's going to take decades and decades for it to go. But just, you know, in the last couple of years, we've seen a heightened sense of racial pushback back and forth in schools. How have you and your organization with CAR, how have you guys kind of placed yourself in that fight?
Well, we've been helping a group of black mothers right now preparing civil rights complaints and dealing with systemic barriers in education. In many cases, it involves the lack of resources, adequate resources and services for children because of, again, poverty. And often it's we're dealing with large bureaucracies, we're dealing with a sort of system of hierarchy within the education system, especially at the school board level, where basically you can see both the racial, the ethnic hierarchy, and you see a lot of class base. We're also helping a lot of parents with children with disabilities.
Yes.
The most disadvantaged within the disadvantaged groups. And those children have a right and a need to have that right to succeed, to have adequate support. And that's why we want to focus on issues such as adequate support, disproportionate impact of school resource allocation. Racial profiling education is an issue that you're going to hear a lot about
in the last few months.
That's a big one, eh? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's hold up real quick. Can you just give us a little bit more on that? The racial profiling?
Racial profiling education, for example, we're trying to work on a couple of issues where basically, on one hand, the slightest mistakes or the slightest misconduct carried out by a black student usually involves a school reporting the child to protection.
Yeah.
Commission of inquiries and study have shown a disproportionate reporting of black children to youth protection.
Yeah.
And we want to break that. Our latest case is a black child, a biracial child, as young as 3 years old, was reported youth protection.
3 years old?
The mother was told about it, and at the same time she said, well, we already reported you to youth protection. So we want to challenge that kind of abusive and too automatic reporting of black children and youth protection as an act of systemic racism. And that's the other thing we want to tackle also is the lack of resources for racialized children, especially in low-income neighborhoods, because we have to look at the issue of budgeting, budget allocation, and resource allocation, and those are the real systemic issues that are seldom discussed. Racial profiling is also involved in a form of search of young people in high schools because of suspicion of drugs or anything else. And also this part of the racial profiling too is also treating them as potential delinquents or criminals, not actual but potential, setting out them, telling them they're not going to go anywhere except to jail and so on.
I know those
are the sort of the attitudes and the practices we'll come out with some results of some studies we're doing.
I don't know if you guys heard about it. I think it was a group of police that went to a high school. I was basically telling the high school, like, if you listen to rap, you're gonna go down, like,
you're gonna
go to jail. Hip hop and rap is the number one genre of music in the world. But see this indoctrination that they're trying to put into these young kids?
That's right. You're institutionalized through the form of basically the young children are encouraged sometimes to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But for racialized children, for poor children, they're encouraged not to succeed.
Yeah, just survive.
To fail or to go into low-skilled trades or, low-paid positions. And we want to tackle that. But often it is related to where they live, the kind of housing conditions they have, and more importantly, the kind of support within the families that they have or they don't have.
Oh, man, beautiful stuff. Listen, Mr. Nemi, they're going to put you on the Mount Rushmore, Mount Royal, right next to the crowd.
He needs a bus.
You need a bus.
You see, my personal way of doing it, it's not about me. It's about the people we help.
But what made you get to this point within yourself where you're like, you know what, I really want to help people on this level? Because you're fighting a really intense fight. You're fighting a very convoluted fight. You're fighting a fight that not many want to take on. Not many have the mental fortitude to kind of put it together and see a vision or see foresight in there. Where does Mr. Nemi find motivation? Where do you find the wind to move your boat?
Well, look, you have to have faith. You have to believe in what you do, and you have to have ideals to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
And partly, you have to experience the pain. You have to experience the hardship. You have to experience also the oppression.
Yeah.
If you don't have the first-hand experience, usually you tend to look at it very abstract, and you can change ideas one day to the next.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I've lived through many of these things. I consider myself basically so disadvantaged at many levels, so I relate to people's pain, with people's insecurity. For example, right now we're helping a group of 40 black and Arab blue-collar workers in Montreal North, and they have lived racism even until last week. They still experience
Imagine that.
Working for the city, despite of all the big discourses on against systemic racism, they still live it. And very few community organizations rally to support them and to fight the battle with them, and we're there for them and with them and behind them.
Well, listen, man. You have an open door policy at the Morning Detour. I already told you, send me the emails. I pass the message along. We're not even looking out for blue collar workers in the East End, and they work for the city.
They work for the city.
I thought Valley Pond said it was all good. I thought Valley Pond said we're all kumbaya over here. We respect all cultures and gens. I see her dancing in videos. What's going on?
And we see cases, look, in that part of the city. I mean, people are racially harassed, and they are now sort of pressured by the employer to sit down with the harasser and try to reconcile. Okay, this is still being done as of recent. We live in the Me Too era, where basically the harassed has to sit down and to be nice to the harasser.
See?
And the employer is not doing anything.
How's that make sense?
This is where my HR degree comes in.
Exactly. You know, laws and policy are not applied. We play the role of the watchdog when we can. Yeah. And part of it is to support and rally and stand behind many of these workers, because we also have to push the union to act as well. Because a lot of unions, basically, when you cut down on the rhetoric in terms of actually what do you do to support workers of color...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Sometimes it's a blank page.
Imagine that. Mr. Fo Nemi, if you guys don't know, Executive Director for CAR, Center for Race. Center for Research on Action on Race Relations. Let us know how people, if somebody's going through something, how could they get in touch with CAR and the likes?
The best thing is we don't have a lot of resources. They can just go find us on Facebook and send us a message.
Love that. Because, social media is a great tool.
Yeah, it's a social media, or they can call, leave a message. We'd get back to them. We are fortunate enough to have a lot of volunteers and interns who do a remarkable job working on these very difficult files. And we also have a few lawyers who are very, very dedicated and committed to... we want to look at systemic issues. People talk about, for example, racial profiling in policing, but racial profiling also occurs in youth protection. We've been tackling racial profiling against Inuit children Batshaw, the youth protection, English-speaking youth protection. We have to broaden the conversation, because we want to really put our fingers on where the real kitchen table issues are, and that have not been talked about.
No, definitely. Please come back, Mr. Nemi, because there's so much more conversation that he, boy, you laid out like 20, 30 different issues. I don't know how you sleep at night, Mr. Nemi. It was a beautiful day, man. Please come back to the show. And on behalf of everybody in our community, we want to thank you for all your hard work that you've done, because Lord knows it's not easy what you're doing. Over 200 cases a year. And I'm pretty sure it's more than that.
Well, look, just like Whitney Houston used to sing, you have to believe.
Amen.
You have to believe. You have to have faith. And you have to follow your heart.
Man, we appreciate you. Moncho Mai said we're speaking with Executive Director Fo Nemi. He's Executive Director for CAR, Center for Research Action on Race Relations. We appreciate you.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help.